This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Well, good morning. I want to start this morning with a question and ask you all to consider or to think about, what are the stories you tell about God and about what God has done in your life? How do you talk to yourself about God or to others about God? And then finally, maybe, how do you praise or acknowledge what God has done in your life or in your family's life? We have in the gospel lesson this morning a shared and intimate meeting between Elizabeth and Mary. They both are pregnant thanks to divine intervention, and Mary has traveled to visit Elizabeth. We're told that Elizabeth's child leaps for joy when it hears Mary's greeting from the womb, and that Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. We then hear Elizabeth declare a blessing upon Mary. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Mary then responds with the Magnificat, or the Song of Mary, which we just read as the canticle. And Mary and Elizabeth share their stories with each other, and then they share their blessings with each other, verbally saying and confirming what they have seen and experienced God doing in their own lives and in the lives of each other. Notice, too, that Mary's song is written in the past tense, acknowledging what has already happened, what's already been done in her life, while simultaneously saying that God's mercy will pass from generation to generation and to Abraham and his descendants forever, telling us that this isn't a one-time or a finite expression of God's love and providence, but it's a statement and a reminder that God is working in that way in the world even today. As Christians and Episcopalians, we're a people of stories. We gather every church year to tell and to retell these same stories, to hear them read aloud. And they're meant to shape and to orient our life together, to focus our attention on the hope and the glory of the season, remind us that God is active in our lives, just as God has been active in the world for thousands of years. Remind us that no matter what else might be happening in our own lives or in the world around us, that these stories anchor and recenter our faith on love, on hope, and on redemption. Mary and Elizabeth tell their stories to each other, and in doing so, they find common ground and shared experiences and similarities. They also acknowledge and they highlight when they see God at work in each other's lives, explicitly calling out and bringing attention to God's blessings. They find and they take the time to be together, to further their connection and their shared experience of God's providence. And it gives us this beautiful example of holy friendship and what it means to journey together on this life of faith. It makes me wonder how different our own lives would look if we all had more interactions and more friendships like this. The stories we tell and that we surround ourselves with shape our outlook and our approach to the world. I believe our stories can even shape what we see and what we experience. Advent as a season is meant to focus our attention on the coming Christ child, on the arrival of hope and light and salvation to the world. And it's true that sometimes the world can be filled with darkness and with light, with hope and with conflict. But I also believe that we can choose where we place our focus and our emphasis. We have control over what we talk about and focus on. We have control over the kinds of stories that we tell. So I ask you again, when was the last time that you shared with someone what God is doing or has done in your life? When was the last time you brought attention to evidence of God's blessing and presence in the life of someone else? My prayer this morning is that all of us can think of a time when God was uniquely present in our own lives in some way. But when was the last time that you shared that story with someone new? And certainly if you're having trouble thinking of something, then I ask you to please take some time to reach out to a trusted friend or a priest or a spiritual advisor for some help with discernment. God is active and present in our world and in our lives even today. So I ask you to please pay attention to the stories that you tell about the world and about those around you. I think sometimes we can be wary of talking about God's presence and work in the world. We might be afraid of using the wrong language or saying something that might sound crazy or heretical to someone else. Or we might be afraid of sounding like a prosperity gospel preacher who finds God at work in the oddest of places. We might be afraid of offending someone or speaking about God in the wrong context or situation. There might be lots of reasons, but I promise you that there are people in your life who long to have these shared experiences with you. If nowhere else, there are hundreds of us here every weekend at St. David's who would love to hear and to share these stories. And I believe that as we tell and share these stories and talk about God's work in the world, we open ourselves to a deeper awareness of God's presence. As we open ourselves to this language and way of seeing the world, we invite an even greater awareness of God's presence and of God's love. Martha and Elizabeth must have been overwhelmed by their experience of God's agency in their lives. So how comforting it must have been for them to find someone to share their journey with, someone who would listen and affirm their story. We can't find common ground and shared experiences, however, without the courage to first share our story with someone new. Even in times of struggle or pain, we can share our experiences of God's mercy and presence. Remind each other that we are never alone, and that we've already received the promise of eternal life. So I ask you this week and this season to continue to share stories of God's mercy and blessing and presence with each other. Follow the example of Mary and Elizabeth, and praise God for what God has done in your life and in the lives of those around you. Have the courage to share your story and voice what you witness in the world. And in doing so, find connection and shared experiences with each other. Let your shared stories and the Advent experience orient and direct your attention towards light and hope and praise. Emmanuel is coming, and God is still at work in the world, bringing mercy and salvation and love. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.